Sandra von Rainsburg joins me from Remax Eden. And today we are talking to her and getting to know her a little bit better. Sandra, welcome here to eRadio. It's nice to finally have you here in studio.
Thank you very much, Ion. I really appreciate it. And it's quite amazing to be here. Thank you.
It's the lady who's always smiling and laughing. I wanted to ask you, how do you do that in 2024?
I don't know. I think through the years, I've endured quite a lot of a whole lot of things came our way, and it was just my way of dealing with things, and it stuck with me, and it helps me through every day.
Would you say that laughter is also a bit of a coping mechanism for you? Because that's what I find as well.
For sure, definitely.
Otherwise, we'd all be mad by now, hey?
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, I always get this, that, Sandra, your smile is just amazing.
And it's contagious.
And it's just always been a part of me.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And obviously, it's working very well when you're working with people, because everybody loves seeing a smile and a friendly face and a friendly voice. And it's served you well over the years, I think. Let's talk about, before you started in property, where did you come from originally before you ended up here in the Garden Route?
We relocated from Randburg in 1998. We moved to George and we started the Tiger Wheel and Tire franchise. So December 1998, we opened doors and I loved our business. It was absolutely amazing. Really enjoyed that.
So you did very well at the George branch that you owned with your husband. There was a lot of community involvement as well, I believe.
Yes, we were always doing something. If it wasn't with the racing, it was with some cancer fundraisers and with Morrison Kinderreis and with the George Child and Family Welfare, the wildfire, working with fire people. Yeah, we were always, it was just part of us, you know. It's in our DNA. We love to be involved in things and do things for the community. It's in our blood. We love that.
Okay, so you love working with people. So how on earth did you go from tires to property? That's quite a transition. That's what I always like. I always like asking the agents that question, because they did something so different previously, hey?
Oh, yes, that's quite interesting, I must say. Unfortunately, at the end of 21, we were informed by the CEO of Tiger Wheel and Tire at that stage that they will not be renewing our franchise agreement. They will be making it a company-owned store from now on. And we were absolutely devastated. That was really tough news to hear after 24 and a half years. It was quite tough. But so we left our shop behind at the end of June of 22. Even before we left, Skulk actually approached me and said, "Sandra, come work for us." And I said, "Are you crazy? I've been dealing with tires for 24 and a half years. How on earth am I going to be able to sell a house?" And he just laughed at me and he said, "Sandra, come work for us." And I just asked him to please give me a few months so we can, you know, finalize everything with the business, take some time off and, just become whole again after the shock of everything. And so I signed my contract in the November and I started playing around a bit in that December, and I really went in full force of January of 2023.
Well done. Listen, that must have been very difficult for you. After all those years, you know, all of a sudden you're doing something so different. Your life just changed overnight. Hearing that, you know, from Tiger Wheel and Tire, and all of a sudden you have to start over and establish everything again, you know. That must be incredibly difficult.
That was very, very hard. I think that was one of the toughest things in my life to face, and to actually gather the strength from within to actually face a day and, you know, learn a new craft from scratch. I mean, I don't know. I didn't at that stage know two things about property. I've always loved property, and I've always looked at these shows on on DSTV and whatever. And I always loved how these people were selling homes and how they renovating homes and stuff. So it's always been something that I like. And obviously with my own homes, I've always loved to do things around the house and even in the garden. But I never thought that would become part of my life. I mean, you build a business and you think that's going to be your life. And God had other plans. And now we're here so many months down the line, and I absolutely love what I'm doing.
Yeah, and it loves you too. I mean, how many how many homes have you sold already? You're doing so well.
Yeah, last year I've sold 7, which was quite awesome. Astonishing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the first one was January of last year, and I really surprised myself. I think in the end it was actually 11 homes. Let me just try and think, of which 9 went through in the end. Mm. The other two, it was just minor things going wrong with the bonds and whatever. And then this year I've managed to sell 3 so far.
So one for every month.
One for every month.
Oh, wow. Sandra, that's fantastic, eh? You're well done. Congratulations, I must tell you.
Thank you very much.
Sandra, what do you like the most about your work now as a real estate agent?
The people, the stories, these people open up their lives and their homes, and it's quite a private thing, you know. I mean, sitting in someone's house, you see the pictures of the kids and the grandkids, and you see the little memorabilia in the homes, and, you know, you come into their homes, and this is their final stop before they, you know, have to now downscale and go into an old age home. And it's quite emotional. You know, I've cried with people. I've laughed with people. You really get in deep, you know, with your clients, and they become family.
Yeah. And then, Sandra, also, what would you say is the most rewarding part? Is it that moment when you sell the house and you can see that the people found their forever home?
That for sure is a big thing.
That would probably be the best.
I've had people that walk into the house and they say, "This is homes."
Yeah.
Then I would say to them, "But you haven't even seen this or this." And they say, "No, but it's a feeling."
It's that feeling, yeah. Yeah, it is. I know that feeling. Yeah. It is. It's crazy, hey?
Yes.
It's almost like you haven't seen all of it, but you just know. It's this kind of this feeling, hey?
When we sold our last home, the lady walked in, and she walked into the front door, and she said, "This is her house." And I said, "How do you know? You haven't even seen this or this." And she said, "Home is a feeling." And that's truly, I felt that and experienced that with a whole lot of my clients, where they just said, "This is a feeling for them, and this is why this is their home." And I really, really enjoy what I'm doing. It's amazing.
I'm so pleased to hear that, Sandra. Tell us, what is your favorite listing at the moment?
I've got quite a few, but I must say, yesterday I went to the Ballots Bay, Ballots View Nature Reserve, and just driving around there, I have these boots, and I put them on because I had to go into quite thick brush, and I was a little bit scared of the poof adders.
Oh.
the manager told me, "Sandra, be very careful. We've got a lot of puffies around."
Oh.
So I went very prepared, and I went onto that stand, and I mean, I like, you just peer over the edge, and there's the wilderness beach across from you, and you see where the sea is breaking at the bottom at the bay, and it was just absolutely, it takes your breath away. It was so beautiful. And when I got home, I just said to my husband, "Can you imagine living there, and you have this view, this constant view of just the indigenous
bush
around you, and the ocean views, and I mean the sky, the clouds yesterday was just absolutely astonishing. And I mean, just the normal pictures that I took on my phone, you can't even comprehend how it was when I was there yesterday. I mean, just the birds and everything was just amazing. But then I have a lovely home in the Earls Court lifestyle estate, where we happen to stay as well, and it's a lovely 4-bedroom property.
Is that George?
It's in George's.
Okay.
Lovely, lovely home. And I can't even bring them all to mind right now, but I've been very lucky and fortunate that clients entrust me with their properties to sell them. I think the highlight of my sales was $11.5 million.
Wow.
That I sold in Kingswood in George.
Oh, Kingswood is lovely.
Oh, it's a beautiful estate. Stunning, eh? It was a listing of Deborah's, and I did a phone viewing with a lady from Kimberley.
Wow.
Yeah, and she bought it.
That's the other question I wanted to ask you. Where do your buyers come from predominantly? Are they from South Africa?
Yes.
In a specific area?
Yeah, the most of them have been from South Africa, and the most of them actually from George. But then also, I mean, the one was from Kimberley, some of the others, Joburg, Kempton Park, Pretoria, Roodepoort. All over, but the most of them actually from George, funny enough.
Wow, okay, that's interesting. This is Sandra, you mentioned your lovely home there in George. I actually saw on your social media that you've got your own veggie garden, eh? Yes. Or are you working on it? I think that's brilliant. What have you got there, eh?
I've got lemon, a beautiful lemon tree. I've got a pomegranate. I've got blueberries, blackberries, beautiful bay leaf. I've got tomatoes. I actually have harvested quite a few this morning again. I love it. You know, chilies, green peppers, obviously my tomatoes, I think I've mentioned.
That's a lot.
Yes. And, you know, my rosemary and my spinach. What's the other one? Oh, my basil and my oregano. I absolutely love cooking. So my favorite thing is to, when I've now decided what I'm going to make, I take my little bowl and my scissors and I go into the garden and gather my herbs and my thingies for the food. It's my life.
That's so awesome. No going to the store.
Yeah,
it's already in the garden.
Yeah,
I think that's brilliant.
Even my lettuce and stuff, you know, I just go forage a bit and, I love it. I love it.
Oh, that's so awesome. And you're obviously enjoying living in George. George is very nice. It's a nice area. Nice people.
Oh, George is lovely, you know. I mean, with our involvement in the community all these years, I absolutely love George. And I'll always be a proud ambassador of George and just everything that it offers. My kids grew up in George. I mean, my oldest was 10 when we moved there. My middle son was 4 and the youngest was only a newborn baby when we moved to George. And they were in law school, George Sate, and then they went on to be in Glenwood. And Glenwood is an amazing school. They were lucky enough to be there. My middle son actually was in a school called Principia College at that stage in Oudtshoorn. All three boys raised there. And George is a lovely community to be part of. I mean, last night I was at a business chamber function. Chris came with me at Robenheimer's, and it was amazing seeing so many people that we know, and you know, obviously that's been clients over the years, and just meeting up with everybody. No, George is a fantastic place. It offers so much.
And then you predominantly sell in the George area and Wilderness.
Yes,
that's your area.
Yes, that's my area. I also sold a home in January. Yeah, the January sale was a house in Otanequa Strand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. So if we want to buy or sell in George or Wilderness, you're our girl to call.
Oh, yes, please.
And how do we get in touch with you, Sandra?
You can phone me on 083-447-8744, or you can mail me on sandra@remaxeden.co.za.
Sandra's your girl.
I'll be your girl. Oh yes. I'll get you the property of your dreams.
That's amazing. And I think I love what you're telling us here today as well, is that you can start over at any age.
You can. And
you can do well.
You can. It definitely wasn't easy. But
it was worth it.
It was definitely worth it.
Yeah.
And we all have that strength within ourselves.
Exactly.
You just have to dig deep. Get it out there and you go. You have to pull it from deep within, put a big smile on your face and you just go.
This was very inspirational. Sandra, thank you so much. And it was so lovely to get to know you. And wishing you all the best with your career.
I really appreciate it, Ion. Thank you very, very much. Without God, this would not have been possible. And Skalk and Chris and the rest of our team, who's always been there for me, pushing me along. And I've got some special friends in our offices who has really helped me and been there for me. I really appreciate them all very much.
Awesome. Sandra, thank you so much for joining us. That was Sandra from Remax Eden.
Thank you so much.